Hola, welcome to the podcast. I have one question before we start, and that is, throughout this whole time of quarantine, so since March till now, is there anything that you've gotten into that you wouldn't have had this quarantine not happened? Because I have an answer, and that's what this episode's going to be about. And so I kind of want to connect with you before I go all in about how all in I've been on. I'm rhyming so much right now. Okay, I've just gotten super into crystals, and this episode is going to be about crystals. I promise you that I'm going to talk about hip hop soon. I always start with the intention of I'm going to talk about this, and then spirit just guides me a whole nother way, and I just got to take it for what it is. Okay, if you were to have told me in February of this year that I was going to spend thousands of dollars on crystals and that I was going to get super into crystals in that next month, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have thought that was stupid, but it happened. And here I am months later, invested in crystals and just super hype still. So I wanted to make an episode about it. If you don't know shit about crystals, if you think when I'm saying crystal, you're thinking of like an actual crystal ball, or you're thinking of the diamond emoji, or you're just thinking of drugs, it's fine. Totally cool. I really did not know what to think when I first got into it. And then now that I'm full on in, it's just a way of life. I think of crystals every day. I think of what I'm going to wear, which one I'm going to bring with me today, who I should give what to, all of that. When I'm talking to someone, it's like, oh, this is what you need. It's like a freaking, now I'm a prescriber of crystals. And so I wanted to make this episode to bring you in on my journey. If this doesn't interest you at all, at least you can laugh at how crazy it's gotten me. Okay, so the first like little inkling I got of crystals, I actually have to shout out this woman who's in radio. Her name is Patty Rodriguez. She's part of Kiss FM in Los Angeles and Ryan Seacrest's show. She's a Latina. I look up to her. She's amazing. Well, in one of her stories on her Instagram, she had went to this store called House of Intuition, and she had posted about how it's Latina owned. And I just thought, that's fire. I love the name. I want to go. Their whole slogan is your intuition led you here. And I think that's fire, because if you go there, it's like, oh, damn, why am I here? Oh, because my intuition. All of a sudden, purpose. All of a sudden, like, just connection with the type of person that I am and everything that needs to have a meaning and needs to have a purpose and blah, 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 all of that. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be here at this store. Now, going to this place is a little scary because this store is like a house. Like, you have to climb up some stairs, and while you're climbing up some stairs, there's like symbols on the stairs. And if you don't know any better, you're automatically gonna think, oh my god, witchcraft, oh my god, this is scary, oh my god, brujeria, all of that. But I went, and they have beautiful candles. Initially, I went because of the candles. Their candles are amazing. They look beautiful. They have like intentions with them, like a success candle, a creativity candle. Think of if you're Latino, or if you have like one of these candles that has a saint on it, or the Virgin Mary, or it has Jesus on it. It's like candles like that, but super glittery and cuter. And not that Virgin Mary and Jesus are not cute or glittery. These candles are just like oomphed up, right? So initially I went for the candles, but the store is just all things that have to do with that type of intuition, higher consciousness. So there's crystals, there's books, there's tarot cards, there's incense, there's sage, jewelry. And so you go for one thing and you kind of have to see all of the other stuff. And again, I went initially for the candles, and then there's this room for the crystals. And so I went into the crystal room like, oh, cool, that's cool, what's this? And what's dope is like they have little cards next to each little pile of crystals that they have. They're like color-coded crystals, like the darker ones and then like the pinker ones are on in one area. So it looks like super cool just to your eye, like, wow, crystals, nice. And then I just started reading what different crystals meant, and one stuck out to me, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy one of these crystals, cool. And then it's like, oh, you guys have an Instagram account, cool, I'm gonna follow you. That's how it started, very, very innocent. And then on their Instagram, it's called House of Intuition. But on their Instagram one day, they promote their crystal page, which is House of Intuition Crystals. It was like crystal sale on our crystal page. And they posted like a really pretty crystal. Like, it was so pretty. Like, this crystal, it's called Halite. Anyone that sees it, you're automatically gonna, oh, what's that? And then you have to go towards it. So they posted this crystal. There's a live sale. It's Halite. It's pink. Looks like a little cloud. It's just gorgeous. I've posted mine on my story because, yes, I got one. Foreshadow. Well, their crystal page was having what's called a live sale. And if you are on Instagram and if you don't know what a live sale is, just let me tell you, there's a whole nother side of Instagram that's all about selling. And I don't mean like, hey, buy this shirt, click this link in bio, or hey, click on this product and you see the price. No. They're actively selling on Instagram through Instagram Live. It's a whole thing. And I learned about it because I'm freaking quarantined. I think this is cool on a business standpoint. I was like, this is dope because they are flipping their connection with their consumer because of what's going on. Clearly, people can't go in stores. So how can they get them interested in their product without them coming into stores? Wow. Meeting them where they're at right now on Instagram. Okay, so I go on their Instagram Live like, ooh, what's going on here? And the energy of a live sale is insane. I would compare it to what you would think like an auction is. That energy of people, different people bidding and it going once, going twice, all of that, like that type of high energy. That's what these Instagram Lives feel like. The rules are different because you're not bidding, but the energy is very much the same. I'll give you like a quick little taste of my world with the rules. So you go into this Instagram Live, they're going to show a crystal. When they show the crystal, they're also going to show the code of the crystal. So let's say I have an amethyst, which is a purple crystal, and the code is AM12, and then the price is $30. So the first person in the comments to write AM12, $30, when they see the code, that's the person who gets the crystal. So the energy comes with you wanting to be the first person to write out that code. And immediately, oh my God, I'm hooked. Because they'll show the crystal. The crystal's beautiful. It's like, oh, look at this nice, beautiful crystal. And then they turn the crystal around. And then when they turn it around, the code's there. And so you have to be the first person that pops up with the code. And then it's like, boom, congratulations. It's not like you win the crystal. You win the opportunity to buy the crystal because you still have to pay for it. But that thrill of me and all these other people on this live are like competing for whatever crystal they're showing. And so you win it and you get this high, like, oh my God, yes. They'll say your name and it's like, this crystal goes to Letty Seco, congratulations. And it's like, oh my God, I fucking won. Fuck, I gotta pay $60 now for a fucking crystal, what the fuck. And I know that sounds crazy, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's just what it is. I gotta just let it go. I gotta not focus on that part. That shit is insane. So initially, when I experienced this, I was fucking on the moon. Like, I felt a high after this crystal live sale that lasted me till the next one that they have. They have them every week. So once a week. It gave me a high to last me to the next one. And I was just so excited and then just super admiring what they've done to still be selling to people and to still have that connection. And then everyone in there in the live is like, yay, congrats, you got it. And then you like become homies with the people that you're competing with for crystals. Like, this shit is it's something else. And so that's what initially drew me, which was like that high energy, like crystal live sale. And I just wanted the crystals because they were pretty. And they would explain like, this crystal is good for anxiety. This crystal is good for manifestation. This crystal is good for love. This crystal is good for healing. This crystal is good for like all of this other shit, right? And it's like that was kind of to the back of my brain because my brain was initially off that high of like winning the chance to buy it. And so what I didn't know is that this crystal live sale, and I found out because, dude, I would literally be like, oh my God, I can't wait till Sunday, because it would happen like every Sunday, because it's Sunday now, but I know the days changed. But I was like initially like, oh my God, I can't wait till next Sunday. I can't wait till Sunday. Oh my God, why is this taking so long? And during one of their live sales, one of the girls was saying like, oh, I was just watching this other live. And I really thought that this store was the only people that did it. Like, I thought they just came up with it. And I thought I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. But it's a whole thing, the whole culture of crystals on social media that does this. And when she said that, I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I started following so many crystal pages and they all did different lives. So every day of the week I was on a live. There was people like that did crystal live sales in the UK. It gave me my fix of like when it's either late at night or early morning and I want there to be a live sale, but these motherfuckers are asleep in America. It was crazy. I was following so many crystal pages and going on and bidding and winning. It was absurd. Ub-fucking-surd of me. Like, all these packages are coming to my house with a bunch of fucking crystals. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do with all this stuff, right? And so I was learning more and more about crystals and the ones that I wanted and the ones that, like, have different intentions with it. And then I started falling in love with what the properties of crystals are and what they can do for you and just why they are so sought after. And I also started finding the stores that I connected with. A lot of times with these crystal lives, right, it has to be someone that shows you the crystal. And so it's all about their energy, the person presenting it. You could tell if they're just trying to sell to you or if they're like really want you to understand the crystal. And you could tell if they're charging too much, or sometimes when they're charging too little, like you could tell that shit might be fake. Cause yes, there's fucking fake crystals. And I know it's easy to be like, duh, of course there's fake crystals. But believe me, when you're caught up in this shit, everything is real. And you think of a crystal, you'll think like diamond. Maybe you know amethyst. Maybe you know rose quartz. But I'm talking about like hematite, pyrite, ocean jasper. We naturally, regular people, don't really know these names to even know that they'd make fake of these crystals. So a lot of times if they're charging too cheap, they're just trying to sell it to you and your crystal's probably fake and you don't want a fucking fake crystal. There's like the rules of the trade. Just really be weary of where the origin of the crystal is and know your crystals, know where they come from. So when they're like, oh, this crystal's from Brazil, but you know that crystal doesn't naturally come from Brazil, then you should be weary. So then I got my favorite people. I've narrowed it down to I think about 3 crystal pages that I follow. And this is after going haywire and crazy fucking crystal happy. Oh shoot, I just dropped a crystal. I just dropped my lepidolite. See? Do you know what lepidolite is? Do you know that they fake lepidolite? Do you know that lepidolite is freaking expensive? See? It's shit us regular people wouldn't know. And I'm going to tell you about lepidolite because actually this is a crystal that I recommend. And I'm going to give to everyone that I love because it's amazing. Where was I? Crystal pages. So from my follow spree, I did a lot of unfollows. I weeded out people that I just didn't trust, either the prices they were giving me or just their character. Sometimes it would just be people that are like, here's this pretty crystal, buy it. Here's this blue crystal, buy it. Here's this red crystal, buy it. I like the motherfuckers that are like, okay, here is pyrite. If you want to have manifestation in your life and abundance for your business, use pyrite. Put it on top of a dollar bill or put your credit cards or your business cards on it. Those motherfuckers I love. And then I also chose funny reasons that I like certain people, like personalities. I'm gonna tell you about this woman, and she's probably by far my favorite. I feel like connected to her. That's how my favorite she is. When you're on her crystal live, clearly the camera's facing the crystals or the table, right? And she'll stick her hand and just like wave it to say hi to you. And I just thought that was the cutest thing. Like, I like cute shit like that. So I followed her because of that. Now here's where it gets a little crazy. You're going with me on my crystal journey. I hope you do not judge me because shit's about to go down. Just FYI. And let me just preface this with saying, once you get into crystals and just you start honing in on their properties and just the shit that they can do for you and how they can help you, you're also going to, as a result of getting into crystals and understanding the properties they have and what they can invoke in you and bring out and enhance all of that with you, you're going to get into spirit realms. You're going to get into like your connection to earth, your connection to the stars, your connection to each other and yourself, all of that. You can't just think you're only going to be in on the crystal end and not also be on like the spiritual end of it as well. That's what I learned, because I really didn't prepare for this. None of this was something that I was like, oh, this is all that's going to happen right now. I didn't know that crystals were connected as crazy to that spiritual journey, but they are very much so. Okay, so this woman, her name is Shivers from the Soul on Instagram. Her real name is April. And she was having an Instagram live one day. And her Instagram lives are more mellow, which is good. And this is why I like her, because her Instagrams are more mellow. So it's going to be less about selling and more about personalized crystals to you, to whoever she's talking to, recommending stuff, getting to know your story. She's very like connecting with whoever is on her crystal live. Whatever problem you have right now, she can definitely help you out. And she knows what, like how I say, like I'm a prescriber now of crystals. I get it from her. One day she was showing crystals and I had asked about a crystal in particular. And she's like, oh, well, this person already claimed, but you know what? I'm feeling for you. I'm feeling that I'm going to bring it out. And in the middle of her talking about this crystal, and mind you, the camera is facing her table. It's not facing her. So she's behind the phone. She starts hearing from her spirit guides. So this woman is not just a crystal dealer. She's also a psychic and empath and a spiritual guide person. Like I told you, you can't just get into one thing. This shit all comes in one. So first she's like talking to me and then she just goes quiet. And then she starts telling me that her spirit guides are trying to send me a message. Like I'm going to play it. because it's on Instagram Live and she like posts her lives after. So I'm going to play it. And then, but just so you know, what's going on is her showing me crystals and then just hearing things. And then it even trips her out. And then she goes right back to selling crystals afterward. Meanwhile, I'm like, what the fuck is that? What? On my end, like, I'm going to play it.
Collecting that type of stuff, those two would be very important in your collection and your journey. I feel, Letty, specifically for you, I feel star energy, so like star seed. Definitely. So there's definitely a connection to some sort of star being they're trying to communicate to you specifically, because you're raising your consciousness and you're trying to, they're trying to communicate to you, but there's some sort of block there. So, and I'm about ready to cry, like seriously. So there's a very strong connection, for star beings and star, I keep hearing star child, star seed. And I feel like maybe there's a child too that is one of these star children, and you're going to need to pass this information on to that child and raise their consciousness and make them aware of what your knowledge is, and they're like kind of trying to get you that knowledge so that way you can pass it on to this child too. So that's what I'm feeling. Okay, let's go back.
So that happened during one of the crystal lives. And mind you, I've watched her so many lives before that and so many lives since then. And I have yet to see her do that shit again. It'd be one thing as if like someone's trying to sell their services and does that every live to like a different random person. But no, since then and before then, I have not seen her go off like that. And so I've definitely like connected with her. I talked to her probably every day. We talk about crystals, we talk about different things we're trying to accomplish, all of that. Like, it's become like a super big bond, and I trust her. So that's some crazy shit that's going on with crystals. Something's telling me to stop here. Like, something's telling me to like not go any further. But I will talk about some crystals that I do recommend if you're barely starting to get into crystals, if you're like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm going to talk more about crystals because I'm not finished, but literally something's telling me to just chill for right now. Like, maybe this is all you can digest right now, and then I'm gonna tell you more hopefully my next podcast next week or maybe this week. Hey, okay, so the crystals I recommend and what I feel like we've been talking about for the past couple episodes is manifestation, business, career, and all of that. So those are the ones that I'm gonna give out. They may not necessarily be the ones that are best for when you're first starting out, because you might need simpler ones or more easier to use ones, but these are the ones about manifestation. Let's get all fucking into it. That's what I'm about. I'm all in here, right? And so I wanna get you to get your manifestation on. And crystals help me, so I'm gonna share them with you. The number one crystal you need to freaking manifest is citrine. Citrine. C-I-T-R-I-N-E. Citrine. That is the number one manifestation crystal for abundance, for success. You need that shit in your life. Get it small so that you can carry it with you. Put it on your desk next to you. Another one that you should have is pyrite. Pyrite is abundance, money, success, all of that. Pyrite looks like gold. Citrine can look clear. It can look yellow. It's kind of see-through-y. Get citrine and get pyrite. And the next one that you're going to need is called flower agate. Flower, like flower, and agate is A-G-A-T-E. Oh, I didn't spell pyrite. Pyrite is P-Y-R-I-T-E. Those ones, citrine's probably more expensive. Pyrite can be expensive, but you can also find it non-expensive if you get smaller ones. Flower agate, to me, has not been too expensive. Malachite would be another one. Malachite, you spell M-A-L-A-C-H-I-T-E. At least if you spell that, the malachite will pop up. I'm not sure that that's the proper spelling. Malachite is green. It's green and swirly. Beautiful. It's like dark green, but also has light green in it. Different shades of green. It's beautiful. And then the last one that I'm going to recommend is green adventurine. I don't know how to spell that one. Green, clearly, but I don't know if it's spelled adventurine, like adventure, or aventurine, like Avenger. So Look for that. How to manifest. Have these fools buy you while you work. Like I said earlier with pyrite, put it on top. I have a pyrite right now that I'm looking at, a little pyrite cube, and it's set on top of a $20 bill. You could put it on top of business cards or credit cards or bills, like to bring abundance to you. I have a bunch of crystals, so I have these motherfuckers everywhere. I have them in my office. I have them above my fireplace. I put some under my pillow just because I'm extra like that. They come in bracelets. You can put them on as a bracelet. Sometimes you can get them as a pendant to wear as a necklace. The ones that I would recommend, again, citrine. Number one, citrine. Citrine, citrine, citrine all day. Citrine, success, abundance, money. This also brings joy to you, delight. Like, it's amazing. I fucking love citrine. I love citrine. It can get expensive. Do not buy citrine if it's cheap. This is one of the ones that it's like, oh, this is too good to be true. The price is too good. Understand, you need to be spending at least $30 on citrine to know that it's real and it's good for you and it's the real shit. That's why I would recommend this woman, Shivers from the Soul. Like, I fucking trust her to heaven. She will give you the right citrine and it will be the $30 one or the $50 one or like above that, but it's going to be the one that's going to help you out the most. Put it in your purse, put it in your pocket, have it with you on your desk next to, if you're an artist, put it next to your microphone. I have some right here next to my podcast setup crew, like I'm reaching for it. So yeah, citrine, I would have it everywhere. I bought a bunch of citrine, so I have it everywhere. Pyrite looks like gold. Put pyrite on top of $20 bills, $100 bills, wherever you need it, and have them together, citrine and pyrite and flower agate. It's called flower agate because it looks like there's little flowers in there. They're not really flowers, but it just looks like it. So they call it flower agate. Malachite is green, good for manifestation. I would be careful where I put malachite because, not to scare you, but this shit is a little bit toxic. So I wouldn't use malachite, as they make bracelets and they make necklaces. I would just be very weary because you know how they have those necklaces where you get them at like touristy places or by beaches where they write your name in rice, but then it's in like mercury. So it's always like, never let that break. You don't want the mercury on your skin. I always think of that when I think of malachite. I would even be afraid of palm stones because some people have sweaty palms. I would be afraid of exchanging like sweat with malachite because I don't want anything to seep into my skin. So I would definitely get malachite where I can set it on a table or set it by me. I wouldn't want it to be on me, if that makes any sense. But it does help you with manifestation. And then green adventuring. Green adventuring is pretty and cute. It's a lighter green than the malachite. How to manifest with it. With citrine, I like to meditate and have it in my palm. I like to work next to all of these stones and just let them do their thing. Let them work while I'm working. Let them work for me while I'm working, while I'm building on ideas. And then just knowing, let's say these fucking, this is what how I always think of crystals. Let's say they don't even work. The fact that I believe that they work helps them bring out of me those traits and those characteristics and those properties. Because I think of this stone as a manifestation stone, it's gonna help me manifest because I'm gonna know when I'm around it to manifest. They're like little reminders of what to do. And had they not been there, would I manifest, right? Or would I just even give it that energy? Worst case scenario, they don't work, but it works like a placebo effect where I believe they work, so now I am manifesting. And best case scenario, they do work alongside my efforts to progress in career and in life. So those are what I'm going to leave you with. I call these my business partners because they are very helpful in business. If you've been following me on Instagram, you know, like, I've been coming up, man. I've fucking been designing shit. It's been going good for me. And I really do feel like, fuck, I had to, because I keep buying these fucking crystals. No, but I really feel like they've been helpful within this progress and within this journey. And I had to share that with you too. And I will share more about my personal spiritual journey that started with this lady and what, like, how far deep it's gone on the next podcast episode. I hope I haven't scared you away. I love you. I am doing this for you as much as I'm doing it for me. Out of all of you that listen, one or two of you must need this enough for me to have said it. And here you go. Here you are. By the way, I asked on Instagram the other day for listeners of my podcast to tell me what they enjoy about it. And I screenshotted a few and I'm going to shout you out on the next podcast. I just don't have my phone by me to read it off. And I'm also going to start following you guys back. So hit me up on Instagram if you listen to the podcast, what you like about it. And yeah, let's build from there, because I am definitely here for you. And I feel like you're definitely here for me, especially if you're going out of your way to listen to this podcast. I thank you, and I'll talk to you again next time.